Hey, what's up? You've tapped into a Her Lesbian's Lifestyle, and I'm your host, Rhonda Jacina. And I hope you can hear me because I'm at work today doing my podcast, and I have my mask on, and I just had to just drop some gems for you guys and let you guys know because it's just been on my heart. This morning on my way to work, me and God has these CEO meetings. That's what I call it. We have business CEO meetings. And when I say I go in with a pen and paper, and I learned it from another podcaster, Christian podcaster, and it works for me. You know what I'm saying? It's to each his own. So throughout my lifespan, God has always put people in my life where I had to minister, or he allowed me to minister them and speak to them. And it's kind of with like a lot of LGBTQ kids and, you know, like feeling like they can't, or I'm not good enough, or whatever the situation was. How can I be a testimony to that? Because I lived it. So when he told me to minister to kids and to people and to women and to my community, I had a problem with it, I guess. I wasn't secure within myself. But see, today, the Rhonda that I am today, I had to lay old Rhonda to rest and, honey, and rise up. So as I'm in the car, I'm like, I always pray when I'm driving to and from work to cover me and allow me to get to where I'm going safely. So I ask God, Father, why do you have me on Facebook? And why do you have me under my real name? Because he clearly said this, I want to say, 3 months ago when I had an encounter with him. And if you would love to hear my encounter with God, I will be more than happy to share it with you. At first, I'm like, this is kind of private, but it's like, it goes with my testimony. It goes with my life. So as I'm sitting in a car, I'm saying, because right now, like, I just got on when I was younger, high school years, I didn't put myself in a crowd of people. I always stood alone. If you know me, you know that I rock by myself, or I rock with one or two people, because see, people's energy is very transferable, I should say. And I don't like to be around a lot of crowded people because I'm taking in all that energy. That's how I feel. So the reason why I had questions about the getting on Facebook under my real name is because I don't have a lot of friends. I don't make friends. I don't like having friends. Having a friend is like having a relationship. And once a female is saying, you're not doing this, or you're not being a good friend, you're right, I'm not, because you're not my wife. And I don't have to be your friend, because 9 times out of 10, where I'm going, baby, you can't come with me. In the plan that I have, in the blueprints that I'm blueprinting out for my life, that's just for me. So it's like, I feel sometimes friends could hold you up. Friends can stop you from being your real self. And I don't have time for all that. Why you didn't call me, girl? I need to talk to you. And don't let it be about a relationship and you need some relationship advice, because I'm the wrong person to ask, because I'll let you know. If you're being stupid and he cheated on you once, baby girl, he gonna continue to cheat on you, period. Or her, or him, or whoever you dating. If a person takes the time out to cheat on you, it's done. Why would you give it a second chance? Because if you do, the way I feel about it, once a person cheat on you and you let them slide that one time, they're gonna continue to do it. They need to suffer the fucking consequences. And the consequence is, you messed up a good relationship, the loyalty, the trust. It'll never be the same. So if you do decide to be in a relationship after being cheated on from a person that you spent years with or days with, shit, hours with, the way this lesbian community is set up, it's like, what you need to do is really take the time out to love yourself, bend the block, and ask God for a refill. Because obviously you're not loving yourself enough to walk away from that person. It's not the person, maybe it's you. Because if you will allow somebody to cheat on you, it's the lack of love that you're giving yourself. Baby, she ain't got nothing to do with it, or he doesn't have anything to do with it. It's what you allow. Period. Okay? So back to the meeting. I asked God, why do you want me? Like, what's the purpose? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing on Facebook? And when I say he downloaded on my heart, right then and there, he said, be patient, okay? And stay in your word. That's all I needed to hear. That was confirmation for me. That was confirmation number one. Confirmation number two is, again, I'm on my podcast. I love this podcast, but the audience is not coming fast enough for me, even though I just started it. See, and we live in this microwave world where we want things just to happen. And see, God don't work that way, because in order for you to get me to where I need to be, I need to take the proper steps. And you make sure you don't allow me to miss any steps, Father God. You push me back in the line if you need to, but don't allow me to stumble or miss the step. So we already talked about that. That ministry that I missing the steps is on my YouTube. I mean, it's on my Facebook under my real name. And if you want to join me on my Facebook, you are more than welcome. Just send me a message. So I asked him, what is the... Okay, so this is the second one. Do you want me to leave the podcast? Do you want me to change the name? Is it too rough around the edges? Is it too blunt? Because I'm at your feet. I'm at your feet. So if you say take it down, I'm going to take it down. When I tell you, I am so for God. He has changed my life in so many ways, but you got to surrender. And so I just surrender my life to him. And if I got to re-surrender my life, that's what I'm going to do. If I need to keep re-surrendering my life, that's what I'm going to do. So, again, with a following of only two people, I ain't tripping off that. Because those two people going to be 200. Then those 200 going to be 2 million. Don't play with me. Because that's the type of faith that I got within myself. See, I'm just now starting. My name is not even out there. But I get views from, like, other podcasts. See, this is not just my only podcast. So I know it reaches a lot of people. So I get a lot of more listeners and just listening to what I say, but they don't, you know, just follow me like that. So when you want to stop by and, you know, let me spread some love to your page, or let me spread some love in your life, I'm all for it. So I don't turn down anything. When God tells me to do something, I do it. When I tell you I had a whole hair business ready to start it, and I ask God, is this is something that you want me to do? And when I say me and God has a cool relationship, like we close. When I say I invested money in this hair business, I knew I was going to make my money back. I was going to flip it, sell some bundles, get these bundles off, and bust it down. Period. And when I tell you that, he said, no. Don't start the business. Like, come on, Lord, come on now. But I was obedient. I did not start the business. He said to not start the business because that is going to take time away from what you are here to do for me. You can do your hair and dolly your hair up as much as you want to and allow that to be a hobby, But you cannot make that a business because that's going to take the time away from me because I have you on assignment. You need to do some work for me. So it's no more hair business. I still have the lash business. You can catch me at www.presslashbar.com. And where I'm at now in my life, I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I'm just driving. I got to be to work at 6 a.m. So I'm up at 4 and I do prayer. And then again, okay, we're in this meeting together. So I asked him about her lesbian lifestyle. And what is it that you want me to do with it? Should I, you know, just take it down? Is it not working for you? I didn't change the names of my podcast, I want to say 4 different times. That's just me getting confirmation from God. No, don't put your name. I don't like that name. Let's change it. So what do? I change the name. I think I deleted some of the podcasts on there because some of the stuff that I was saying, I got a smart mouth and it was a little bit too much cussing. And he was like, okay, I'm going to need you to fix that. So it's like, daughter, take it down and let's redo it. So I had to take it down and redo it. And, you know, like changing the names. I think it was when I first started, it was, he won't even allow me to remember but I can't remember what the name was. It was like, it was something, but then it went from This Is Rhonda, then now it's Her Lesbian Lifestyle. So I'm like, okay, that's what it is. That's what it's going to be. And I'm fine with that. So this morning when he gave me the download on my heart, he didn't give me the answer when I said, what is it that you want me to do with Her Lesbian Lifestyle? Because at this point, when I get to work, I'm ready to take it down because I haven't even thought about, you know, putting it out. Like, I haven't thought about bringing no new content to my platform because I've just been doing so much other stuff in my Bible and in my bag. You feel me? So I get to work and I hear like ding, ding, you know. I get a message on the podcast site and it was just a girl saying, you know, you're so real. Thank you for, you know, being so raw and uncut with it. I really appreciate it. Bam. That was my confirmation from God. You see how that work? Do you just take a minute to just hear what I'm saying? You see how that work? I just asked them, is we going to keep forward? We're going to push forward and make this happen. I'm going to do some collabs and we're going to do it big because everything I do, it's big. Like, I'm going to put my all into it, you know? Then it was like, the next one was an interview. Can we interview you about your encounter with God and what he told you about being a lesbian and how he told you to not care what people think, just be at his feet. You know, so if you haven't got that, I'm going to tell it to you at the end of my podcast today. So, you know, people can say what they want to say. That's how you feel. By me being a grown ass woman, I respect how you feel. And I know, I don't really know, but they say whatever they say in the Bible, they say it. But no sin is bigger than the next. Period. Like, no sin is bigger than X. And at the end of the day, God is going to sit me down and me and him is going to have that conversation about how I am, how I've been, and who I am. You hear what I'm saying? So, bam, for me today was just, I just started crying because get back on your podcast, Rhonda. You know, sometimes when they say you got to encourage yourself, it wasn't that I was the lack of encouragement. It was just, I was just in my Bible. And so I also got downloads to be consistent in what you do. And Write out a plan for yourself. Write out an agenda so you can get everything done within that day. We only got 24 hours. And out of those 8 hours, I got to work. And I'm a first responder. Then when I get home, I got a wife. And I got three kids, three grown kids. And I'm a grandmother. So I'm like overwhelmed at this point. Like, maybe I should just drop her lesbian lifestyle. So, you know, because it's a lot. But God says, no, that you changing lives. And you may see on people's profile, oh, only two audiences or two people, but they don't show you how many people just look at your stuff. They're not showing that. And I don't care about numbers. I care about if I change one person's life to be who you are, stand in your fucking purpose. If you want to be a lesbian and if that's what you want to do is date girls, then you can't care what somebody else thinks. You can't do it. I've never done it in my life. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't care. You don't gotta be around me, but it works for me because I don't have friends anyway. So I'm not a sociable butterfly like that where I'm just like need to go to my family to ask, because if you don't like how my lifestyle is, don't talk to me. I don't care. And I feel like a lot of people need to be like that. But then again, you go through a lot of stuff with these young kids and they don't know themselves, but they know that's what they want to be, but they live and they don't want mom to disown them. They don't want dad to disown them. They trust fund babies where if their mom found out, I'm taking everything away from you. You ain't going to have nothing. That's why if it ever leads to you having nothing and you don't know nothing and you are come from a family of wealth and they'll take it all away from you, you need to learn how to live. You got to learn for yourself. You got to learn how to hustle in case mom and dad do say, oh, no, we ain't fucking with you. Okay, that's fine. You always have a plan A, B, C, and D. That's how I live my life. And I tell my kids the same thing. You know? So God tells me when I'm starting this stuff, because I was stagnated for a minute to introduce myself as a minister, because see, it's different type of ministries. You know, I can minister you by counseling you. I can minister you by just talking to you. I can minister a crowd of people. I can speak my voice and they'll get it. I make it easy. I make it comfortable for a person to open up to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a gift. You can stand near me and I can feel if your energy's bad. If you're going through some shit, I'm going to be that one to be like, it's good. You're going to be good. You're going to be looking at me like, why you say that? Just a messenger. That's all. So I will stand in my purpose. And you can't tell me just because I'm a lesbian, I can't live my life. You know, like, nobody can't say that. We can get in a boxing ring and stare each other down. I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to shake. Because, baby, I know what I like and I know who I am. And what I am is what I am. And if you don't like it, I don't care what you don't like. But you better get used to this face. Get used to this pretty ass face, baby. That's all I can say at the end of the day. So God tells me, as long as you and I've been with my wife for 5 years, we have a business, we got a grandson, we got kids, we are in a good position. And I think it is from praying. We pray every night. I pray over her, she pray over me, because we work at a hospital. At the end of the day, I need prayer. COVID-19 is here. I'm in a parking lot right now. What are they doing COVID? This shit is not a game. It's real. I sit on the floor where there's babies. The last time I was on the hospital floor, a one-month-old baby had to come into this world over COVID. Kids that's like 6 or 7, COVID. Who's to blame? Nobody really, but if you stay your ass in the house and stop thinking it's okay to take your kid and drop your kid off to somebody while you go out and chill and do all that shit, you don't know what you're bringing back. sit your ass in the house. So that shit get me feeling a kind of way when you see a child, not the mama, but the child. The child should be in the house. The child shouldn't be out. So back to the conversation that God had with me about lesbian. It was really, I get these visions. And my wife say, girl, you be having also Raven moment. Because that's the vision. That's how the look I have. It'll be like a blank face. And it'll just be like staring off. Like, okay, I hear you. Because you talking to me. I don't see you. But I hear you. When I tell you that God gave me the vision that my wife is, she prayed for a new car. She didn't pray the right way to get the new car, but she prayed to get the new car. She got a car. The whole vision that I got was the color of the car. I knew it was the vision. It was a gray and it was shiny. So it's like, oh, okay, he gonna give you. I said, oh, by the way, when you do get your car, baby, it's gonna be gray and shiny. It was the car. She came home with a gray, the exact kind of car she wanted. And she said, I need to bring the car to you. I need to just come outside because I need a confirmation for myself, because I don't know why he gives me these visions. But I test the spirit. She pulled up in a car. She said, how did you know? I didn't. God told me. And she's like, wow, that's dope. Like, I wish I could have a relationship with God like that. So he tells me again, I'm in my room. I ain't never second-guessed my lifestyle. My lifestyle is my lifestyle. That's how I'm going. That's how I live my life. And whoever don't like it, fuck you. And you're going to respect me regardless, right? I got a potty mouth at times. God's still working on me. It's the California in me, baby. So after that, he says, I'm trying to put it how he said it, because see, when God gives me words, or if you know, or if you're close to that, he don't give you a whole sentence. Like, hey, go walk to the store, get this. No, you got to put shit together. But this one was very clear for me to understand, and I knew what he was talking about. The relationship that you're... No, he said the partnership that you're in right now with your wife. Did he say wife? Yeah, he said wife. I'm okay with it. I'm closing my eyes saying this because I'm going to give you exactly what he said. He said the relationship that you are in with your wife... Right now, I am okay with it, but you and her you must put me first. That's what he said. You must put me first. No matter what, you must put me first. No matter how rough it gets, you must put me first. And that's my acceptance right there. So you can't tell me. So after that, I was listening to a YouTuber and she was saying how she was a lesbian and then God saved her. See, baby, that's your story. That ain't my story. That's your story, because God got your story. God got my story, because it's already planned. Before it happened, it's already planned. So when that hit off, I'm like, oh, that's all I needed. Like, that's all I needed. So when I can stand in my I can fully stand in my purpose. I've always stand in my purpose, but you know how you got that little attitude behind it too, like, say something. I don't even got to say that no more. I don't even got to feel like you're a minister. You cuss? Yeah, I cuss because I'm not perfect, because I'm human. I like the City Girls. I listen to Destiny's Child. I like to dance every now and then. What? When God don't like something for me that I put on my Facebook, like the silhouette challenge, girl, I was down. Let that have been Rhonda 2 years ago. I would have doing that thing. Matter of fact, I did the silhouette challenge, but I had to flip it, see? The ending of it was me holding a Bible. But I was looking like a badass chick. You feel me? So I did all that. But see, you can still love God. See, that's the whole, what I'm trying to get to. You can still love God. And, you know, I'm thinking minister, like you want to be a minister. I'm not fit out to be a minister. Like, I'm a hood chick. He picked his worst ones at times, and he will turn you into a different person. So he's molding me. So see, on this platform, I'm glad that I have it, because you're going to see me grow. You're going to see me cry. You're going to see me break down. I've been doing it crying and not feeling good enough. And why does he have me doing this? I even questioned him, like, God, are you sure you want me to minister? Whatever way, but are you sure? And he keeps giving me the same answer. And my wife is like, why do you keep fighting it? Just do it. So I've been doing it. The only thing I can't do is my hair business. Told me to slow down with the lash business. He said, do not restock. And I know why he's saying that, because that's taking time away from him. He's saying, get in your Bible more. Get in your Bible more. It's no excuse. But I see, I was trying to make every excuse in the book. Are you sure you want to put, I say minister in training. I can't even say I'm a minister. So I just say that to say, stand in your purpose. Be proud of you. Love yourself. Say no to some. Because everybody can't sit at that table with you. You can feed yourself. You can eat it with yourself. You can build that table. Like I told my wife, we could build this table together, baby, but everybody can't come with us. And that's including family members. Those are the worst ones. You're not coming with me. I'm going to bend the block and speak. I ain't going to never be that type, but I am who I am, and I love who I am. Like, and he has gave me the okay to be who I am? You mean to tell me you giving me the okay after all this time in my life? If I would have came to you years ago, and been where I'm at now, but see, he had to put me through the process. He had to put me through the learning experience, because I ain't never took an L in my life. All my L's are learning experiences. They are never L's. And that's how I live my life. And when you think about it, you learn from your learning experiences. You learn from your downfalls. You learn to not do it again. So that's just me. And that's what I do, and that's how I live my life. And like, that's what it is for me. And I've been talking and giving y'all the best of me for 28 minutes, and I don't want to take up no more of your time. And you will see me on here, because at first I was on there every day, like giving y'all, whoop, just pushing them out. Because somebody needs to hear this. Somebody is stagnated in their life. Somebody is caring what other people is thinking or feeling. Stop caring about the next motherfucker's opinion and love yourself. Care about you. You sitting up here tripping off the next person, how they looking at you, or what they see in you, or why they shunning you, or why they looking at you funny. Look at them funny. Side eye them, because you ain't worthy to sit at this table or have conversation with me. You better stop. You better get in your Bible in your bag, period. So thank you for tuning in to Her Lesbian Lifestyle. I am your host, Rhonda Justina, minister in training, and I will see you later. Bye.